This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Milo is still with me in the studio. G'day again, mate.
Good morning, Yuri. Did you try hockey at school?
I did, actually. I tried all the sports at school. I was crap at all of them.
Oh, you were a sailor.
I was.
You were a sailor. Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd come from the area you had to try everything regardless. Now, congratulations to a couple of products of Limestone Coast hockey who get the opportunity at a higher level. And the under-21 state women's team, the Energize, Claudia Edmonds. So all the best to you, Claudia. And I think she's on a university trail now in the Big Smoke. And not to be forgotten, in the comparable men's team, he's selected as a train-on player, but obviously still an opportunity to get in the final team because there's some spaces there. Toby Madden, and if they get in, it'll be the National Championship 30th of June, Liverpool. In Greater Western Sydney. Now, looking across local sport, Southeast Limestone Coast footy did some interesting games this weekend. They're going to shape and give indicators over at the Kennel. East, without coach Matty Wilson, who's got a knee injury, waiting on how bad that is, and celebrating the 200th for Shem Bowshaw, club champion and premiership captain. They take on the Millicent Saints, and I suppose this is a rematch of a couple of grand finals, 83 and 17. Now, this will be an early finals preview, and I know they've got a big luncheon with Rachel Spawn, Australian basketball greats, and if you get on Facebook, there might still be an opportunity there. Now, mid-C, Congrong versus Robe, and I'm going to check those team sheets to see if their gun recruit Billy Laurie's playing for the Roosters. So this will be a real Final Four indicator, this one. And in the KNT, the new look Narracourt, who've recruited all within the salary cap, of course. Mm-hmm. They will clash with the undefeated Keith Crows. And the big one in the netty is back at East, because East have put together a pretty handy side. Will be looking to defeat the reigning premier perennial-wise, Millicent. So that'll draw a bit of a crowd just for the netty, I reckon. Weather looks okay for autumn-winter sport. And, of course, the other news in footy, my news jungle drums tell me the Scanlon boys, Fraser and Matty, may suit up for Glencore, as their farmer Phil used to say. So if that's the case, all the best to them. And that's back to the future, where they started just down the road. Now, on Sunday, we have the Twilight Meeting, the Mount Gambier Harness Racing. That's a combo with Port Pirie, first to five races at 4:25. That's free entry, fully catered. Now, we're going to catch up with Coach Richard Hill, because the boys and the girls are on the road.
Hitting the road. They are indeed. Yeah. We'll find out all about it after 8.
Yeah, and I'll be back, of course, tomorrow 8 to 10 with the Barry Manny Hyundai Nodals Footy and Netty Show.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.